The show you are about to listen to is intended for mature audience only. There will be things said that may not be appropriate for younger audience and may offend you. We at Whatever Talk would like to apologize in advance, but really, get over it.
We talking about whatever, whatever that's on your mind, speak your mind, don't be shy, this is your time to shine. What up, dope people? Welcome to Whatever Talk, the show where we talk about whatever we seem to be talking about at the time. I'm your host, Donnie. He's been my homie for half my life, like I said. Here you go, Terry Cliff.
What's going on, everyone?
Hi.
Yeah, also with us, she was with us last week, too. Can't forget that. Whoa. We got to give her props. Miss Nika.
It's me. I'm in a building.
I'm in the building. So, what's been going on, people? We made up over first, let me just say, I know, listeners, you don't know this. But we didn't record last week due to the magic of editing. So how was this week off for y'all?
Oh, mine was pretty smooth. I enjoyed it.
Yes, mine was great as well.
Awesome. I love to hear great things from great people.
How was yours?
Mine was tiresome. Last show, I went to Boston for this convention, PAX 2015 video game convention, and it was my first time going to any convention, also my first time on a plane, and let me tell you, yeah, I didn't know I was afraid of heights to that day.
Really?
Nah, I'm good on it. I'm not afraid of heights. No, but it was a scary but intense, I guess, exciting moment, because like I don't really know how to explain the feeling. It was just exciting and scary at the same time, because like I said, I'd never been on a plane before.
I know the feeling.
And yeah, so that was cool. And I will say, it kind of deterred me from taking planes again.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yes. I
thought I was the only one.
Yeah, it's not the plane ride itself, it's the popping of the ears, the ear suction that just had me extremely uncomfortable. And I ain't talking about the uncomfortable where you around people you don't like. I'm talking about physically uncomfortable. I thought my junk was bleeding like half the flight. My junk was in some severe pain. I did not like that at all.
Oh, I didn't get that feeling.
Oh, and the only thing I would think of
was ears didn't pop.
Your ears didn't pop?
No, not at all.
Oh, I will probably think about taking a plane again if I'm traveling over a vast distance. Like, I'm in Michigan, and I went to Boston. Going by plane, that's kind of like around the corner. So, you feel the suction or the popping of the ears during takeoff and landing. So, when the plane leveled, that's when you basically free from all the ear popping. So, I was only leveled for about 30 minutes, and my ears never really recuperated. So, I'm going right back down, picking up right where I left off with my ears was like banging. And all that I can think of is like, man, I got to go through this one more time because I got to get home. So, yeah, that I didn't like that.
I thought that same thing.
It was like that when you went home?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, it was worse when I went home.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. So yeah, if I'm not going like from here to Cali or here to Florida or here in 2-5 states away, I probably don't want to get on a plane. I'll just Greyhound it or something. Or just don't go at all.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not a good feeling. And turbulence is kind of scary, too.
Yes, it is, of course.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. It's like, man.
You're on the plane, shake?
Yeah, that's when basically it's potholes in the air.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I grabbed this lady because I never felt turbulence before. So I grabbed this lady arm like, oh my God, we about to crash. Oh my goodness.
How did she look at you?
Please, somebody get this jigaboo off me.
She looked at me, but my bae was like, she grabbed me like, what you doing? And the lady was like, it's okay, sweetie. You're okay. I was like, oh my goodness. I'm so embarrassed. I'm sorry.
Oh, and well, the convention was nice, though. I had a good time at the convention. It wasn't up to my expectations. Like, I've never been to one, like I said before, but I was going off the expectations of everything I seen on TV.
Oh, I was about to say, how did you expect anything?
Well, I was expecting, the main thing I was really excited for, not
you
just
expect the lights, camera, action.
not just the whole the video game aspect of it. Yes, I was excited about that, and but I was also excited to see cosplay. I don't know if you know what cosplay is.
No, I never heard of that.
Cosplay is basically when people dress up as video game characters or their favorite character, cartoon characters. Period. So these people like some serious people. Like they pay some serious bread for these costumes. These costumes was like in the hundreds of dollars to make.
Oh, wow.
Probably in the thousands, depending on the stuff that you wearing.
So did you dress up?
I had bought me a Luigi hat, like a for real.
Ooh, wow.
The hat from that Mario Brothers wear. Mm. I got Luigi's. And
the L on there.
Yeah, it got the L on there. That's some real cow's butt. That's real leather right there.
This is beautiful. What is that, velvet?
I want to see it.
You can't. You don't work with him no more.
I can show you it in a Skype chat right here. Yes, we record through Skype. I'm throwing my cam. Oops, and I just hit the mute.
Right, what happened?
Yeah, I hit the mute. Can you see me? You got to cut on the camera so you can see me.
I want to wave. What up, Dalton? Say hi.
What up, Dalton, Mika?
I like that hat, actually.
Oh, yeah, this is banging. It's heavy. You got some weight to it, too, man.
Let me see that.
Well, I got to take the camera
off. Okay, now let me stop looking at you.
Yeah. I had to cut my camera off, too, because I'm about to give him my hat, and you don't need to see what's up under the hat. Oh man, but yeah, it was cool. I didn't see as much cosplay as I did, but I did get my share of cosplay though, and it was real cool. Tiresome again, like I said, because I didn't, even though I was going to Boston and away from here, it wasn't technically a vacation. I was still working, taking interviews from different game developers for the website,
right,
and stuff like that. So it was cool. I liked it. It was enjoyable.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to do something like that again.
On a plane?
Well, not the plane tip, but a convention like that again. I'm not too excited about the plane, like I said.
Right? I thought I was the only one. They made me feel crazy.
Well, you are, but you're not on that tip. Not on that one.
You're not by yourself on this one.
Yeah. But check this out. We on our fifth episode.
Woo woo.
And we get, yes, woo woo.
That was so gay.
And we got our first comment.
Okay.
And that's pretty exciting. And this is how I go. This is the comment. I'm going to just leave it at, you know who you are. That's not the real name, but I'm just going to say that for...
Why?
I'll explain later.
Okay.
Yes. So, we got a comment from You Know Who You Are, stating, Donnie, you should practice what you preach when it comes to highs. Now, this goes back to our first episode when we get like our version of the unspoken rule of the word high.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Three things.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the comment. We really enjoy the comment. Negative, bad, neutral. We enjoy all comments. Now, number two, when I go to You Know Who You Are's house, it's very rare when I go into your house. Can't say hi if I don't see you. Three, how can I say this without the hurting of the feelings? Well, I don't like to sugarcoat things. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go with...
I don't fuck with you.
Oh, no, you did not do that. You did not. Y'all know each other personally, very personally. Because you did not do that.
Yes, I don't, and I wasn't even going to ever mention this person ever.
You really don't mention this person?
Well, the thing about it, I don't want to make it seem like
who you talking about.
see, Terry's Terry.
I just got it.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Now,
I'm so hurt, I don't know.
Okay, let me just say, okay, you know who you are. It's not a secret to you, to your family, and whoever else who knows me in our relationship. You already know the deal. So, so for you to even make the comment, and like I said before, I wasn't even going to ever mention you on this show ever, but since you mentioned yourself or bring yourself into the show, why make this comment? You know I don't mess with you. You know I... Okay, in case you didn't know, you know who you are. In case you didn't know, if I don't like you, whether it be you or anybody else in the world, I just disassociate myself with you. Unless we in a public place, like a park or something, or a store, places where I can't help the fact but see you or come across your path, then I'm not going to make it my business to go to your domain. You know what I'm saying?
Play that again.
I don't fuck with you.
I cannot believe it.
Oh man, so thanks for the comment though. I really, really appreciate it. And I hope, you know what, despite of our relationship, I hope you comment on plenty, plenty more of our episodes.
Thanks for the comment.
Yeah, thanks for the comment. I really appreciate that.
Boy, he need those.
But yeah, and I hope you share the episode too. You know who you are. Share the episode. And
yeah, don't be stingy. Now.
Yeah, don't be stingy. Put us out there.
Share the episode.
So what?
They gonna put us out there, all right?
No. So while we are on this, the whole high thing again. So what do you guys feel about that? If I don't come into your house, how do you expect me to say hi?
Well, you can.
No, hold on. Before answering that, knowing I don't like you already anyway. So how do you expect me? I'm not gonna tell the person going into your house, hey, tell you know who you are, I said hi. I'm not going to say that because I already don't like you.
I think I know who this person is, and I don't even really know.
So what's your statement on this, on that, Terry Cliff?
Well, if you don't go in their house, well, you can't say hi to them. I wouldn't really find a disrespect.
Yeah, it's not disrespect.
Because you're not in that person's face, so I can't see it as a disrespect. I see it more as a respect because you stand out of my way because you don't like me.
That's how I would say it. I respect you more if you just stay a distance. I'm respecting the fact that we don't like each other.
It's apparent that they like you.
Or you're at least respecting me enough that you won't come and disrespect me. Or have a chance to disrespect me.
Yeah. So, I'm not making this to put you out there, or me trying to hurt the feelings for real. But I'm just saying, you already know our relationship, so don't try to put that on me as if I'm doing something wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah.
A lot of people wait outside, don't come in.
Yeah, but, you know.
That's nothing to do with disrespecting or respecting. It's just some people just seem to wait outside. Some people prefer for that person to wait outside. I mean, it eats for different people.
Yeah, it's cool. You got anything to say on this before we move on, Miss Nika?
Or I would say, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but. I would say if it's that much a bother to you, you can do the polite thing to come outside and say hi.
Yeah, no, don't just come to start outside something. To me. You know we don't get along.
Just to start something. And then maybe one day when I get comfortable, I might come in.
No, see, I wouldn't even like that myself. Because to me, you are already fake.
Right.
And so I want you to keep it real and stay fake.
Look at you.
Oh, I'm saying all that, but that's the nice thing to do.
No, it's not. We don't get along.
It's not.
Speak to me.
It's not.
It is.
That is impolite to me because I feel like you patronizing me. Stop trying to be funny.
No, I'm
talking about if you're trying to squash the beef, someone has to start it to squash it.
True.
Okay, true. Yes, you are right on that. But just saying hi is not squashing.
Right. That's
just antagonizing things.
Exactly.
Well, if you saying hi, I say hi to people I don't like.
Yo, you're right. I say hi to everybody I don't like too.
But they probably don't know that you don't like them.
Yeah, you want me to go out of my way?
That's not being fake or disrespectful or anything like that. It's just saying hi.
No, I don't think you understand the situation. You want me to go out of my way to get out of my car to come into your house to say hi?
I said I understand. I said if you wouldn't do that, if I was that person. If they want to squash the beef because they know it's beef or the tension there, then they could come outside just being the bigger person or just trying to start something just to squash it. I'm saying just to simply squash it. Maybe you don't like me today. Maybe you might like me tomorrow. If you don't like me tomorrow, then I'll try again till you do like me. But I'm not going to push up on
you. But you have to let it be known, let's just squash the beef. And be cordial. You know, we can be amicable when we see each other. I don't have to, we just speak. But you can't come to me and just be like, hello, I'm going to look at you crazy. Like, what? You know, I don't like you.
It ain't making no sense.
I'm hearing it. No.
You just said, say what you just said over again.
The last part.
Not the last part, the whole thing. Amicable.
Oh, okay.
You got to make it known what you're doing. But if you come outside and be like, hey, I don't like you. So why are you just speaking to me?
Because that's a nice thing to do. You saying?
Okay, but look,
Wait a minute.
Okay,
That has nothing to do with
respect. I know you looking at it on the respect side, right? The respect, right? Like, because I'm all about respect. I respect those who respect me. I'm all about respect. You don't have to like me to show respect. I'm with that. And it seems like that's what the side that you on. What she's saying and what I'm also agreeing with her on is that when you know you're not coming out to squash nothing and you know that the beef is going to... And let me just say this. There's no beef. I don't like you for you know what you are, who you are. Reasons, you know, so I'm not going to get all into the reasons of why I don't like you and why you don't like me, but I'm just going to say there's no beef. I just want you to stop acting like we're cool because we're not. You know what I'm saying? So don't, when you get all in my face and trying to act like we are cool, that's antagonizing things, even though I am civil enough to not blow up because I haven't blown up.
How civil are you? Because
I'm very civil.
You're trying to convince us.
No, I'm very civil. Now
you might be just holding that a little bit more than they might.
If the person was outside when I pull up, then I would say hi. But I'm not about to make it my business to go into your house. I'm here to drop whoever I'm dropping off, or they coming in to get something or whatever. I'm in the driveway or I'm out somewhere in the car. I'm not about to get out to say hey to my enemy, if you want to look at it like that. and then go back and get in my car. I'm not about to do that. That's a waste of mine and your time.
What?
But if you just happen to be out mowing the lawn or on a porch or whatever, and I pull up with so and so, then you know I would say hi.
Still your enemy.
I just use enemy as a enemy was a big term to use, but I'm just using that as a term. That comes from the whole respect part of it. What you trying to get at it? If you outside and I pull up, I'm in front of your house. So, yeah, I don't mind saying hi because I'm in front of your house. Or vice versa, whoever says hi first again. But still, I don't mind saying hi first if you're outside of your house and I pull up.
Or you don't mind saying hi if you pull up.
Yeah, if you're outside. I'm not getting out the car to come in your place and say what up, though. That's just that is just me. That's me coming into your place, whether you want to look at it that way. But if we were for real beefing, if I did that, it's about to go down. No, and you know that.
I just come to say hi and whoop yo.
And you know that. You know if I'm coming in there, you know I don't like you, and we beefing, and I came in your place just to say hi, you know I'm you thinking I'm up to something. You know if that was to happen in real life. But once again, people, you know who you are. I'm not beefing with you. I'm not. You know I'm not beefing with you. I just don't like you. So, this whole high thing that you commented on me, practice what I preach. I practice everything I preach. So,
no, do you?
Yes, I do. I do. So,
look at me. I'm just stirring a pot.
I just don't hold a lot of things, especially lately since I learned a lot lately. I just learned just not to, it's just not really worth it, not really worth my time.
People are accountable for their own actions.
Terrible. I can understand, no, I'm not saying you hold anything.
Because you know me, you know I'm not holding this.
Right, I know I'm not. I can understand that because now that I'm learning some things, it's just, you know, you just learn that things are just not important. Plus,
you're right.
Some people are just not worth your time. Things are not just worth your time. If we just don't get along, then we just not going to get along.
That is true, too. But everybody doesn't grow the same. Your growth is different.
Oh, yeah, because I just met you, and I know you don't grow the same.
You are absolutely right, dude. Like you just said, you know I'm not holding this as a grudge. With you a lot of times. You know I'm not holding this.
Right.
So, moving on to some more stupidity. Nah, that's not stupidity. Like I said, I love to comment. Please comment on some more things. Just leave the whole practice what you preach type things out of your comments in the future. Before we move on to our big topics, have y'all heard about these two stupid people who tried to cash a $94 million tax refund check?
Wow.
No, I didn't.
I never heard that.
No, I didn't hear that.
$94 million?
Yes. They felt that they worked that hard. So that's the kind of refund they was going to
Shut up. Are you lying?
No, I'm not. This was in Georgia.
Wow.
It was a chick and... But they really focus on one of the... it was two corporates. But they really focus on one in this article that I'm looking at. And that's what happened. They went into a... Not only did they go into a grocery store to cash this check. Like, they're going to have it. Like, that's something like a bank would have. And then only like the top-notch rich people type banks would have
right.
it.
I go to a liquor store.
Yeah, they went to the corner grocery store to cash this. And then on top of that, they didn't even look like they was worth
$2. Like, man, we couldn't get this much money within 4 years.
They got a problem with you cashing your work check that you get now, and you gonna try to cash $94 million worth.
$94 million at a liquor store? Come on, that's
a bank.
That store is not even worth nowhere near that amount of money. You can buy a whole freaking country of stores like that with that type of money.
You have to take that to every single Walmart in the United States and then some.
But yeah, that was just like, boy, I just say people are just stupid as heck, man. Like I said, she didn't look like she was worth. They couldn't even take the time. Out of their little, whatever how much money they might have had at the time, they couldn't take that to go buy a suit to actually kind of look like you kind of worth some money.
Right.
The hair is linked over to one side, swooped over to one side. And it's
shaved. At you like, where'd you get this from?
And then on top of this, I'm about to put it out there. You black. This is a black chick.
You sexist and racist?
No, what? No. With a full head of blonde hair. A full head of blonde, you know dang well you wasn't born with that, and you get coming in with a freaking tank top and some freaking leggings thinking you about to get $94 million from a corner grocery store. How stupid do you really gotta be? That's oh my goodness. I'm sorry, black people. Come on, come up. We got to come up, black people. We got to come up, black people.
What do you think of a store?
A corner grocery store. A corner store, period, will have 94 million.
Right, I am so outdone.
So I'm going to tell you, if I was an employee working in the office, I'd be trying to get that money for myself.
Well, as far as I know, in the article I read, one is still maybe out there, unless she downed them out. Pun on the 94 million. Dying.
You're not getting that. I'm sorry. That's a whole lot of records.
Yeah.
I don't want to say Bridget Jackson's name.
God dang it, you was a freaking idiot.
Who?
Bridget Jackson. Bridget. I wasn't going to say her name.
I don't know who it is.
That's a $94 million lady.
Oh.
Matter of fact, here it is. $94,323,148.
What? I must admit, I probably would have tried it, but not at the corner store.
Are you serious?
Yes, because...
Are you serious?
I mean, it's so hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, she probably broke down in the dirt, scumball. You know you gonna try. $94 million is a lot to have in your face.
Nika.
Yes, I'm so serious. Don't fall
in the stupid people category.
I'm not, but I'm like,
why would you try this? Nobody is cashing a $94 million
check. Come on now, she on welfare. She broke. Any dollar she think she gonna come up on, you think she ain't gonna try it?
Still.
Are you kidding me?
Still. It don't make a difference. Nobody is cashing that type of a refund check.
I mean,
no.
I agree with you, but no. I'm just saying.
You's a freaking idiot to try to cash that on so many levels.
I agree with you, but when you just doing
that. The only one who's going to cash that is the one who gave her that check.
Exactly. The only one who's going to cash that. Who can cash that is the one who gave her that check.
Who gave her the check, though? I'm saying.
She typed it up. They made the check up.
Right.
That's the only way she gonna see that money.
And you know what? Let's just say the check was a copycat duplicate. Just like a tax refund check. But the thing about it is, looking the way you look, and this amount of money that you bought to cash, not to mention that you come here to cash it. You know, somebody said, okay, hold on. Let me just get the signature right here while they already got the cops on the way.
You come to where? You come where?
And then they going to try to make you wait an extra long time. Like, can you just sign right there and dot that line as well?
Yeah, sign. Sign.
Trying to cash that?
Matter of fact, you know some places got you do that thumbprint too.
Right.
Thumbprint right there also.
I need your index as well.
In Georgia. I don't know. They don't have the store name on here. It just was in Georgia.
In Georgia.
Yeah. Georgia State.
Okay.
Yeah. I was... For real. They actually thought they was going to get away with this.
Wow.
You were smoking crack that day.
Right. More than crack.
She was on that bath salts. She was on that serious. That's what she was on.
Is it bath salt?
Bath salt.
What? Spell it.
B-A-T-H.
What?
Your bath.
Bath salt. Yeah, the stuff that you put in your soap and your water to make bubbles and stuff like that. People were sniffing that junk.
Yes,
or however they take it. So, I guess this falls in the category of the new level of stupid chits. Oh, man. Okay. What are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about? We were talking about the stupid guys. I guess what our big question, can stupid guys fall in this category at the same time? I guess.
No, last time was about
And what happened to our faithful
can
question?
Can you be faithful?
Yeah, that's what I am. That's what I'm saying. That's the big question. But I think stupid guys can fall into this category.
Okay.
Because we was originally going to talk about stupid guys, but then I hit y'all with this big question that I've been wanting to talk about.
We don't even have to talk about stupid guys. Guys all right,
cool
dumb
with me.
Anyway.
All right. Yes,
guys
I agree with
dumb
you.
Anyway.
We dumb as heck.
It ain't no smarts in that.
We stupid as heck, except for me and T. But,
That's true.
In a 2 Chainz voice.
I do stupid things because I want to.
No, y'all do stupid things because that's how y'all set up. I mean, y'all programmed that way.
No, we are conscious of our stupidity. Y'all can't help it.
No. See, when girls do stupid stuff, they think first, and it just happens. Some stuff just come out that way. Guys never think about what they do or the consequences. They
Because we don't think. When y'all do stupid stuff,
y'all just stupid.
Yeah. Y'all know y'all about to do something stupid, and y'all still think it out, and you still come out wrong. Then y'all sit there and lie about it. Like, I said I didn't.
You should see him right now. You should see his face. Like, he got, like, he pointing at me. Like, with the daddy finger.
Look, like this girl, I was watching Cheetahs last night. Now, she getting caught. She gave head to the dude. She had sex on the car with the dude. They got all on camera. When they exposed on her, that ain't me. That ain't me. We got you right. We followed you out the house and followed you to this spot. But that ain't me. That ain't me.
But y'all, camera.
I mean, just admit. Come on now. Y'all representing for the guys. Y'all just dumb, right?
We do stupid stuff because we just stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I totally agree with you, Terry. That was like... That was smart. I mean, I couldn't even say that was stupid. That was so smart.
Okay, let me rephrase. Guys in general are stupid except me and T.
I can say that. I can say except T because he just said the smartest stuff ever. Like, that was so smart.
Except T. All right, let's get to this.
We'll laugh about it later once we get caught.
Hey, you remember that time? Keisha caught me with my thing and that girl.
See, what had happened at first was... See, at first I was at the game, but then a sniper came.
It was jacked up then, but I'm laughing about it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Even though she caught me on camera, it was me.
That's one thing I'd say. People do stupid things. I mean, it goes each out to each...
It goes to both parties.
Okay, I agree.
I don't like this. I don't want this show to ever be on one side, a one-sided thing. It's always both parties because we are both species are equally. Nah, I can't say equally dumb, but no, both species are just as dumb as the other species.
Oh my goodness.
Let's move on to this question that's been it's been in my head for quite some time. Is being faithful in relationship wise, is being faithful easy, yes or no?
Yes.
Your answer was yes. Last week your answer was what, Terrence?
No.
No. Mine is yes. Now before we get to the yes, we have to see where you're coming from with this no. Why is being faithful hard?
Because everybody's human and everybody's not
I don't want to hear that excuse.
No.
Right. That's so dumb.
Let me finish before you call it dumb. So I'm about to let you know something. Now
who's in a relationship? Okay, me.
Okay.
I'm gonna show you how you cheat.
Okay.
Whoever thought about somebody else who that you were not seen or not in a committed relationship, you thought about the other person unpurely. Don't matter who it is, famous, unfamous, somebody on the street or whatever. Have you thought of that person unpurely?
Okay.
Have you, yes or no? That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, I know you were talking. I didn't know you was directly.
I'm talking to you too. You in a relationship. Aren't you in a relationship?
Yes, I am. No, because we talk about stuff like that. Like
No, I haven't. That was my question. Yes or no? Have you thought about somebody else?
Okay, unpurely? Yes. Okay.
Did you cheat it in your mind?
Okay.
Before you go continue with that. Before you continue with that.
So that's all I have.
First of all, you going off the whole, whether you saying it's subliminally Bible, you which is no,
right, exactly. Okay. So that's what I was taught on. So you think as long as I go home to my person and I ain't did
no,
all
that's
said
not
nothing,
true.
No. So you dream when you dream, you're doing the same thing.
Yes.
Okay. So, but the thing about that is, I have to agree with. I'm gonna have to go with a no on that because you're not performing the action or even approaching that person you thought about in that manner. You going off
what
going?
You have to repent every day for everything you do because you don't know when you're sinning. You sin at this, you sin at that. You're born in sin, so you're going to sin.
That's true.
Something you can't help.
Even if you marry, even if your parents marry, you're still born into sin?
No.
Yes, you're still born into sin. No, you are still born into sin.
How?
I mean, yeah, we.
Because
mean,
let me
we
tell
are
you
born
something.
Into sin,
let me know. I'm gonna tell
you.
No, you want to know how? Let me tell you how you're born into sin. When your parent tell you not to do something as a baby and you do it anyway, that's sin. You're still into sin.
I'm not talking about that. I said you're born into sin.
I said you're born into sin. You're still into sin. That's why God said you have to be born again.
Okay. That's kind of going slightly detoured from what we're talking about.
It's detoured, but it's going into well. Okay. I was talking about cheating.
Cheating.
I'm talking about.
I can't agree with you
being faithful.
I can't agree with you. You're sounding crazy right now.
That's
yeah,
what I'm...
I can't agree with you with the whole.
No,
I'm thinking about so and so, and that's me cheating.
Right.
It is. I mean, I can't
because
it's mentally cheating because when you're married, you're not supposed to be thinking about anybody but the person.
Well,
you're
even
into.
Even when
you're
not.
Okay, listen
you're
to
not
this.
You're not supposed to be thinking about nobody but the
this?
Person you're thinking about. Because let
what
me tell you something.
What was the question?
The person. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Let him finish.
I'm pretty sure, like, my wife wouldn't want me to think about no, or my girlfriend wouldn't want me to think about nobody else if I'm thinking about.
You're right. Nobody, if you're in a relationship, the other party doesn't want you to
think
about anybody.
But you're human.
But it's going to happen.
I just said that. Didn't I say that?
No,
but that's the first thing I said.
Okay. All right. Put that on ice. Why do you say it's easy?
I forgot the question. It seemed like it deterred. It went somewhere else.
It's
being
faithful
easy.
Yes.
And why do you say it's easy?
See, now we talking about something else.
No. Say your original.
I understand why I didn't think it was.
He took me off and he made me think differently
now
because.
You put me on why you think it's easy.
But I think it's easy because you just don't do what you're not supposed to do. I mean.
As in.
Be honest. Be faithful. Talk to your mate. Communicate.
What's
so
being faithful?
I feel like when you go out, just because you want something doesn't mean you have to act on it.
I'm hearing you on that. I say it's easy because if you really say that you love this person, you love you, I love you, I'm in love with you. If you're with this person and you really love them, yes, you're going to see other females or males and...
But you don't really see them because you're so in love.
Yeah, you're blind to the other one. You're blind to the other ones that's out there. And what I mean by that, and yes, you're going to see other females and males, but the whole point is, I mean, the whole thing is like, it's so easy. Everybody used to hold excuse, oh, well, I'm human. So things just happen. Mistakes. We make mistakes. Yes, you're right. We do make mistakes. But we also have control of everything that we do. Unless you're a freaking crackhead or some kind of drug addicted person. But if you really love somebody, it's so, in my opinion, it's so easy to stay faithful to them. So easy. Because I look at it as like this. Always, always look at it on the other shoe. Do you want this person doing this to you? If so, hey, go ahead and do your thing then, partner. Do your thing. If you're not going to cry when the tables is turned, then go and do your thing then. If you're not going to sit here and go commit a crime because the other person did what you've been doing, then go ahead. Do your thing then, partner. If you really don't care if the tables was turned, then go ahead, do your thing. And if you really don't care why you in this relationship or what you call a relationship anyway... That's how I look at her. Being in a relationship is easy as heck. Easy.
You know what? I can't say that. I can't agree with that.
I can't agree with that.
Being in a relationship is so freaking hard. Being in any relationship.
You looking at it from another point of view. You looking at it from the point of view of keeping things spicy.
No, I'm just saying being in a relationship is hard.
No, but being in love, marriage is hard.
No, being in love is easy. You know why? Because you're blinded by love.
I would agree with that.
Okay. Being in a relationship is not easy.
Maybe there's a better way we can rephrase it.
No.
Oh, you already know my junk ain't easy.
All right, then.
So, but no, but on my end,
any relationship.
You know what? Maybe we phrasing this right.
I think the longer as you go to, it's harder.
No.
Because now you're learning more about each other.
Well, I can agree with that.
And people change every day.
You know what? Yeah,
some
okay.
Some people change for the better, some people change for the worse. Some people try to keep up with one another. It's just, I'm not saying it won't work out, but it's just harder.
Right.
It's trying to, you want to stay with each other, so you're trying to figure each other out every day.
That's true. When you start a new relationship, people try so hard because they want to be with you. But when you're in an older relationship, it's like, you no longer try. You get what I'm saying?
After a while it just get easy. Once you learn each other and once you're comfortable with each other,
I think we putting the emphasis on relationship, and I think it's probably my fault the way I phrased it.
I think because
being faithful. What I mean by faithful, all right, is it okay? Let me rephrase it to this.
Just say being loyal, maybe.
Yeah, loyal. Is it
to some people it is, some people is
all not. Right. Put it like this.
Some people want to be like that, I believe, but some people just not there yet.
But all right, put it like this. Let me rephrase the question. Is it hard not to cheat on your partner? Yes or no?
Is it hard not to cheat?
Is it hard not to cheat? Is it hard not to flirt? Is it hard not to do anything to anyone else outside of a relationship, outside of your relationship? Not just, and I'm and remember.
No, it's not hard.
I'll have to say each his own.
And remember, try not to put too much emphasis because a relationship is everything wrapped up in one.
Take
the whole relationship aspect out of it and just replace it with the cheating part. Is it hard not to cheat, flirt, or do anything of that sort? Yes or no? I would go with no. I mean, yes. I mean, is it hard? No, it's not hard. Yes, I said no. Yeah.
Huh? Okay, I would go with no, but like a no and a yes. Because a lot of people flirt and they do it unknowingly. You know what I'm saying?
No, you know. No. You know what you're doing. Especially females.
I know, but it's like a lot of people, that's how they communicate. They flirt. You know what I'm saying?
You know exactly what you're doing. Because put it like this, once again, the way your partner talked to you, if they taught this anybody else the same way they talked to you, that's a no-no.
I'm not saying it's not like necessarily. That's a no-no.
You talking about as in sex talk.
No, flirting, the flirting period. Flirting,
no, that's not flirting true. I'm talking about dying.
No, flirting can be anything. It don't have to be sex talk. It can be like, dang, you so cute. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's not flirty. No, it's not. Come on, people. Don't go. Come on. Let's not try to go beyond read the blurred lines of this or read in between the lines of this.
I'm not talking about sex talk.
No, I'm not talking about. You know, I'm not just talking about that. If I walk up to a chick or a passive chick, or if I just. No, put it like this. If I walk up to I'm in a checkout line and cashing out and all that stuff, and I'm like, well, dang, you look pretty. That's not flirting.
Look, and she say, thank you, and leave it alone. That's a compliment. But if you be like, if you walk up to her and be like, dang, you so cute. I wish I would have met you. You flirting.
Exactly. It depends on
that. But that ain't sexual.
You don't even have to mean nothing by it.
No, but.
Like I said, you can probably get over the camera. Like I said, to each his own.
No.
You don't do that because your game is weak. It always game. You never had it.
No, he don't do that because he married. He better not do that.
Exactly. No, he never had it.
That's why he don't do it.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
How you think I got her? Well, you know what? She did come to me. But, yeah, like you said, If you carry that on, that's flirting, and you know it's flirting, and you know dang on well you wouldn't do that in front of your mate, and you wouldn't, and you know dang on well you wouldn't want that your mate to do that outside of your vision.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do it. It's wrong. So yes, again, yes, I'm going with no. It's not. Tell you it's not hard not to cheat.
It's not because hard.
I know some people who flirt in front of them.
It's
people.
Easy.
And some people don't take it. Dope people, and they person don't take it personally.
No, they.
I seen it.
No, they now, take I'm it not personally.
Tell you, I seen it from a black person.
They take it personally.
I seen it.
You seen it? And you seen
they
it?
Won't, they won't act up in front of them. Because I'm going to tell you another person.
That's what I'm saying. And not that's what
black.
I'm saying.
They wasn't black.
But that's what I'm saying. Now,
somebody black probably had cut from them right in front. But a white person probably take it to the side, say, honey, I didn't appreciate that. Or whatever like that. But I've seen it plenty of times. Some people don't take it offensively. Me, no. I take it offensively. Because you ain't walking through it in my face.
You take it. They take it offensively. You didn't see what happened when they walked through them doors when they got home. That's what you didn't see. Now, the next time you seen that person, did you see that person with that person again?
Uh-huh.
And if you did see that person with that person again, did they have any blemishes on them?
Yeah.
Look at y'all.
I'm just speaking the truth.
Okay.
I'm just speaking the truth. Now, it's easy as heck, in my opinion, not to cheat on your
and
partner.
And I agree with you.
It's easy. Are you in? Like I said, it's all depends on, it not depends, it's all about, if you say that you really love this person, I don't see how can you cheat on this person. If you say you really love this person.
It's not that easy
yes,
for
it
some
is.
People.
I hate that. It was a mistake. I hate that was a mistake.
It's not that easy for some people.
Everybody don't have Donnie. Everyone's not on the same on everything. Everybody don't have what you have, Donnie.
I'm not saying everybody have what I have.
I might have that same thing that you have, but
look at you.
So and so might not. No, I'm just saying. So and so might. Your neighbor might not have that.
I'm not saying
they might want to be that way, but they might not know how to be that way.
Right.
I'm not saying everybody not like me. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying
that's what you're making it seem.
No,
like.
I'm saying when you do that, when you do decide to go that extra mile and cheat, just say it.
You make
I did.
Mistake.
No.
It just is an extra mile.
It ain't no mistake.
I can agree with him. It's your energy.
Exactly. You went the extra mile to do what you wanted to do. It's not a mistake. You knew what you was doing. You know how to push that woman off your lips. You know how to push that guy off your lips. You know how to push them away. You know how to say, no, stop, I can't do this. You know how to do that before you even get to that point. Don't wait till the person get all up on your lips and you didn't already kiss for 3 seconds. No, you didn't already did it. You did that because you wanted to do that. Not because I had a mistake. I had a weak moment in my human life. No, it's not a weak moment. I don't want to hear that.
That is a weak moment.
Exactly. That is an excuse that you choose to use when
it's
you feel like you're in
a weak moment.
It's not a weak moment.
I mean,
moment.
They could be going through a weak moment because they don't know. You don't know what they're going through their life.
Yeah, look, it's not a weak moment. If you're having troubles in your relationship, and I have them. I have moments in my relationship. If you have troubles in your relationship, yes. Everybody has them. If you having a weak moment, either chill somewhere and don't chill in a situation in a place where you could put yourself in that situation.
Right.
To where, if you so called feel like you ain't strong enough, don't go to the freaking bar. Don't go to the freaking club.
You still feel that way, Donnie? Because you only 30 years old right now. You got the rest of your life.
And you and
things change every day.
I'm trying to tell you.
And you're right. And I had lots of gone girlfriends, but I also been in a lot of relationships. And I'm one of the few guys that will admit that I love the relationship life. Instead of I don't want to be out here messing with these two or more chicks. Two or more chicks.
It's just too much stuff out here to be, you know, privacy hopping. Like, from girl to girl or guy to guy, it's too much stuff out here to be happening. But you don't think about that stuff when you, like...
Like, a perfect example of Rachel and Ross.
Who is that?
I believe Rachel
Friends,
and Ross.
The TV show Friends.
I believe he really loved Rachel, but he slipped up and he made a mistake.
No, he put himself in that situation he put himself in a situation for he can slip up.
Not like he didn't feel bad after.
So he can slip up. And then on top of that, he was right. Bad,
but he's not that kind of guy.
No.
I look at Ross as the kind of guy you are. What he wanted was right.
Okay, you holding this halo over his head now.
No,
Hey, let the guy speak, okay?
I'm saying like how his feelings was towards Rachel. Now, he always felt that way. He slipped up. He made a mistake. She always paid for that. I wouldn't make him pay for that. A little time to yourself is something you need to reflect on, but for him to pay for the rest of his life, no, I won't make you pay for the rest of your life. I believe everybody deserves a second chance. Now, you slip up on a second chance, then maybe you just need to be out there. But some people really are sorry for what they did.
That's true.
For what they
that
do.
Is true.
True.
I think you should be punished for it for the rest of their life.
Right.
True. You're right.
But
you're
I also
right.
feel like if you feel like the need to cheat constantly, you give this relationship a break or just go your separate ways.
We were on the break!
I agree with that, because if you're just slipping up, then you have no excuse for you just keep slipping up. So you just want some more ass. And I think you just need to be like,
that's just Ninja Turtles. This ain't no way.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. You brought up the whole Ross thing. Ross was in the right in this whole situation, because they were on a break. Right. Even though.
Break don't mean breakup.
Yes, it does. Like, if you.
Yeah, break do mean breakup.
It does.
Break mean breakup.
I mean break as in so far, we going to take a break as I'm going to.
No, if you're constantly doing something,
you're gonna pull yourself together. He didn't constantly do nothing.
She didn't mean it in that way. And I do hear where you're coming from too. Y'all better make that specific.
Specify that. How far are we going with break? Because you're telling me a break means I'm gonna take a break and I ain't seeing nobody else. No, we mean break up, because I don't do breaks. Yeah, I break up.
Oh my god.
We together.
We gonna stop seeing.
I might not call you for a couple of days. Yeah. We can still be together. But you talking about a break as a breakup? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we seen each other 5 days a week now. We're going to cut that back to like 2.5 days.
You want to go see old boy, and I'm over here thinking about what I did wrong.
What I can do to make it better.
Exactly.
You talking about breaks.
Getting a brain aneurysm, trying to figure out what done happened. But I guess we can, I'm still saying it's easy.
I'm saying it's easy as well. I agree with you.
It's easy.
I'm done with it.
Whatever. Oh man, that's some funny stuff.
I don't take it personally. So I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
I know that's right, dude. You can't think ahead of your time.
Like I said, I ain't there all myself. Of course, I can say it's easy. I can say it's easy because I ain't in one and I want to be in one. But when I get in one, I see somebody else or cross somebody else. I can't say.
I want to be
or you
one.
Get on my nerves.
You can't say that you won't leave, huh? You won't.
All right. Dude, I cross that bridge when I come to
okay.
it.
Okay. I'm telling you.
Yeah. So, okay. So, I kind of like that whole leaving off a show with a question to think about in case somebody was listening.
I love that.
Okay. So, I got another one. Or do you got any, before we go to all that, you got anything to say? Want to bring to the show? Nika?
No, I don't. Yeah, I would like to bring my girlfriend on the show.
What, now?
Mm-mm. I mean, on one show, I think she has a lot to talk about.
Oh, well, you should have brought her on this month then.
I should have. I didn't know her like this because she makes some pretty good points.
You sure? Because she's a female.
Hey. I'm sure.
Oh man, okay, maybe you could bring her on next week episode so we can have 2-on-2 when I ask the question, can males and females really be friends? Can males and females be friends?
Oh my god,
don't answer that right now.
Okay.
Don't answer that right now. But y'all can too talk it over.
Okay.
And any shout outs?
No.
No shout outs.
Shout out to my baby girl, Precious.
Shout out to BM.
I said baby girl, Precious.
Oh, I thought he said BM.
To my baby girl, Precious. Shout out to my fam. Shout out to my person who I'm being faithful to. Shout out. Shouts out to my fam, the listeners. Y'all are awesome, awesome. Shout out to everybody, including you know who you are. Bring them, keep them comments coming. So, better close out, leave a comment, tell us what you think about this episode. Did y'all agree with this? Did you not agree with this? You know, tell us your side of the story, and we bring it on the show so we can, other people can, you know, converse about it. You can send us an email at whatevertalkshow@gmail.com. We want your statements. It'll be very well appreciative. And we'll bring you on the show. You can probably come on the show and tell us what you want to say yourself. Or even better, you can send us an audio. I just thought about this one. Record yourself. If you don't want to come to the show, you can just send your voice to the show. That'd be pretty cool.
Okay. Leave your body at home, huh?
Leave your body at home and just send your voice to the interwebs. So until next time, I guess, whatever.
Whatever talk.
Whatever.
If you would have made it this far, but then you made it to the end of the show, you can stay posted, but we gotta go. But wait a minute, leave a comment, tell us what you think about it, come again, tell a friend, tell whoever listening, whatever talk. Whatever talk.